Let's do this under 5 minutes. Rabbi Dayan's 5 minute halacha. Sundays, 8 o'clock shachris. How does it go again?
Monday.
What's the title?
Monday.
Yeah, 8 o'clock shachris, 5 minute halacha. That's the word. Okay, the question that came up halacha lemaisa on Friday night. This past Friday night, I was sitting down, and right next to me there was a
wasp or a hornet.
So the question was, we're gonna speak out what happened at the end, but we'll speak out first. What you should do, halacha. Okay, what do you do? I mean, I want to get this thing out of my, you know, what I want to trap it and take it out of the where I am. So is that mutter to do on Shabbos? So let's start with the malacha. So this malacha would fall under the third malacha. So one of the malachos in Shabbos is called tzad, to trap an animal in the Mishkan. They needed fur, and for the Mishkan, so they were trapped. They were in the desert. So which animals are they trapped? There was this animal called a techashim, which is like a certain animal that doesn't exist anymore, which had a beautiful fur, and they used that fur for the Mishkan. Or some commentators use that they used to trap the chilazon, which is like this snail used for the tcheles, okay, for the tcheles of the yiraim. Okay, so there's a malacha called tzad. So therefore, you're not allowed to trap animals on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch brings down, obviously all quoting from Gemara, in Simen Shin Tezayin Siv Gimel, it says, Kol Shememino Nitzad. There's a difference between animals that are, that it's mino, it's a type of animal that is trapped, which that you chayav derais. So for example, trapping a classic animal that people like to trap is a deer, for example. That would be an animal you chayav midarais if you trap that animal on Shabbos. However, there are animals that are called Ein Bemino Nitzad. It's a type of animal that people don't usually trap. For example, nobody traps hornets or flies, etc., like that. So the Shulchan Aruch is Kol Shememino Nitzad Chayav Alav. Anything that's normally trapped, you're chayav midarais if you trap it. Ein Bemino Nitzad, but something that you don't normally trap, it's your putter, Aval Aser, but it's still Aser Midarabana. It's also midarabanan, so therefore to trap the bee would be aser midarabanan. However, therefore the Shulchan Aruch goes down. He says, Hilkach zuvim afapi she'ein b'mino nitzad aser letzudai. He said, therefore flies, even though not, people don't trap flies, however, it would be aser midarabanan to trap it. So therefore it would seem like it was aser. However, later on, in Siv Zayin, he says the following. He said, Hatzad nechashim eshabis or shar remasim hamazikim im l'refu achayv. If you trap snakes or certain other creeping things in order for you to get their medicinal purposes, you be chayiv, because that's mino nitzad. That's something that you would want to trap in order to use its medicinal functioning. However, v'im b'shvil shlo yishchenu, but if the reason why you're trapping them is so they don't bite you, it's mutter. What happened? Why is it mutter? So the following is as follows. Mishnah Berurah makes the following idea. He says, there are a few reasons. Number one, it's an issur midrabanan to trap animals that are not bemino nitzad, right? It's only Mr. Midrabanan to trap animals that are not normally trapped. So he says, here, why are you trapping them? You're not trapping them for the animal. You're trapping it in order to get rid of it.
Protect yourself.
Meaning the main idea here is that you're trapping it to get rid of it, not to for the animal itself. So that's considered a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. What it means, I'm doing this malacha of trapping, but not for its normal purpose of trapping. It's called malacha shina tzucha laguf. I'm not doing it for the actual purpose of trapping. I'm doing it for the purpose of getting rid of it. So in isra derabanan, in a manner that's not tzricha lagufa, okay, not for its intentional purposes of malacha. So every time you have these type of things, the malacha is less. It's a less of a malacha, right? Because it's not like the way it was done in the Mishkan. So it's very more distant the way it was in the Mishkan. And b'makom hezik, in the pain where it's going to cause you pain if you leave it here. Okay, the example that the Shulchan Aruch is quoting over here. So then, it's going to be mutter because memakom tsar lo gazru bay rabbanan in a place that it will cause you a certain amount of pain. The chachamim weren't goes there the iser. So Rav Yiryat here in the book of the 39 Malachos says what would fall under examples of animals that would fall under b'makom hezik lo gazru bay rabbanan, would be considered mutter. So here he quotes, he says, any stinging insect, for example, a yellow jacket, a hornet, a bee is more complicated because a bee are things that you would trap, so that's a little more complicated, exactly, but maybe that would also probably be mutter. I haven't read all things. That wasn't the case that we had. So whatever, but a wasp would be a good example.
Scorpion.
Yeah, scorpion. So all these bees or animals or insects or even fly or even mosquitoes if there are babies around, right, or that may be allergic, etc. So all these animals that might be dangerous to have them around that are going to sting you.
Most dangerous animals out there.
What?
Mosquitoes.
Most dangerous animals out there. So what happened Friday night, what we did is that we put the cup over the bee. We put the cup over it, okay, and then you put a paper underneath, and you just take it outside, that would be totally mutter because it's considered Eino mino nitzad, malach ashir notichu legufa, b'makom hezek, it's going to be mutter, but don't use a special trapping device.
But yes. The